and refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭。
You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
Nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不临近你。
A thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you.
你为亲眼观看见恶人遭报。
You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked.
耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。
If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge,
祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷。
Then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent.
因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你所行的一切道路上保护你。
For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways.
他们要用手托住你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
你要踩在狮子和灰蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent.
神说，因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他，因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。
Because he loves me, said the Lord, I will rescue him, I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name.
他若求告我，我就应允他，他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
我要使他足享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。
With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation.
感谢神，董令给胡宗林给我们做了一个美好的见证。
Thank God that Dong Ling and her husband had given us a good testimony.
我们实在是听到他们所相信的神。
We had heard about the God that they believe in.
他们也是经历了这位他们所相信的神。
And they have experienced the God that they believe in.
他们也是得着了这位他们所相信神的恩典和祝福。
And they have received the grace and blessing from this God.
我想今天我所要讲的也是这主要的三点。
And today my message is concerning these three points also.
若是你们看节目单的上面，我就很简单的提到91篇里面，我就把它分成三段，也是三点。
If you look at your bulletin, that you will see that I have divided this Psalm 91 into three points.
第一个就是信心。
The first one is faith.
第二个就是经历。
The second one is the experience.
第三个就是应许。
And the third is the promise.
我想这个信心，我为什么说用信心？本来应当用信仰。我们到底我们所信的是谁？
Why did I use the faith? Originally, I should use a belief. Who do we believe in?
因为我们常常知道我们所信的是谁，但是我们没有真正的相信在我们的心中。
Because many times we know who we believe in, but we have not truly believed in our heart.
所以我就用信心两个字。
So that's why I use this word faith.
我们若是相信这位我们所相信的真神，
If we believe in this God that we trust in,
我想不是一个非常抽象的，
I don't think it's an abstract,
也不是好像很玄的，
or very conceptual,
我们所相信的人是非常真实的。
But it's a true, very practical.
因为我们限于我们的理性，所以我们没有办法完全的了解我们所相信的神。
But because we have our will, we cannot totally believe in the God.
哎呀，所以我就常常听着许多的真是愿意追求神的许多的慕道的朋友。
And many times I heard from those who are seeking the truth.
他们常常用一句非常简单的话说，哦，是圣经所记载的太抽象了，太玄了。
And they will say that what's recorded in the Bible is too conceptual, too abstract.
而且主要乃是因为我们的有限。
Because our limit.
而用我们的眼睛，我们的这个境界来了解属天属灵的境界是不可能的。
Because we're trying to understand the heavenly spiritual things with our earthly fleshly eyes.
但是我们感谢神，神还是让我们每一个相信他的人知道说我们所相信的是真实的。
But God still used many things to, so that we know that the God we believe in is true.
虽然我们的理性还是有限来了解这位的无限的神。
Even though our mind is limited, but we can still understand that infinite God.
但是他可以借着他自己住在我们的心中，让我们能够经历他，让我们可以体验他。
That we can experience him through his dwelling within our heart.
只要我们真的愿意接受这位耶稣住在我们的心中，我们得着了他的生命，得着了他的圣灵住在我们的心里的时候，我们可以体验他的爱，可以体验他的能力，可以体验他的宝库。
If only we will receive him into our heart, then we can experience his love, his protection, and the Holy Spirit.
所以刚刚我们听到姊妹的见证，她就是亲身的经历了，只为她所相信的神，乃是全能的神，乃是活的神，乃是爱他们的神。
And our sister have testified that from her experience, she can experience this, the true love and the Holy Spirit in her.
以后在最后的一段就是神的应许。
And the final part is the promise of God.
就是14节到16节。
And that's from verse 14 to 16.
在这里有神就应许我们说他要把他的丰富他的祝福赏给许多爱他的人。
And God had promised that he will bless those people who love him.
也是要赐给许多求告他名的人。
And those who seek his name.
他也愿意把他一切的丰富赐给我们愿意认识他的人。
And also he wants to give all his blessing to those who know him.
这是我很简单的一个纲要。
And this is a very brief outline.
我想这也是我们每一个人信主的人三个步骤。
And this is also the three stages of those who believe.
第一个我们需要相信。相信我们所要相信的这位真神。
First, we need to believe in this true God.
第二个，我们接受主耶稣，相信这位真神以后，我们自然而然，我们里面有一个改变。
And after we believe in this Jesus, then naturally we will have this change within us.
我们里面的灵，我们的里面的生命，甚至我们的思想，现在的思想，我们都可以经历到绝位全能的神。
And we can that experience this Almighty God with our spirit, with our mind.
我们从经历的里面，我们能够知道说，我们所相信的神是一个真实、永生的活神。
And from our experience, we can tell that this God we believe in is an Almighty and true God.
并且我们常常从我们的神得着了他的应许和他的祝福。
And then we will receive His blessing and His promise from this experience.
我想我还是要留下来，希望有机会我再仔细的把这一篇的诗篇好好给弟兄姊妹分享。
I want to leave the time later. Maybe I will go into details about this psalm.
但是希望弟兄姊妹回去的时候，你们可以自己读。
And I hope that when you go back home, you can read it on your own.
我相信你们读的时候也会发现到有这样的次序。
And when, as you read it, you will probably discover the same order.
我们感谢神，在三月的第一个主日，我们的 Christian 姊妹给我们做了一个美好的见证。
I thank God, in the first Sunday of March, Christine had gave us a good testimony.
她就从诗篇九十一篇得着了力量，得着了安慰。
And from Psalm 91, she received the strength and received the comfort.
并且她就把这一篇诗篇能够背起来。
And she can memorize that the psalm.
我相信我们最少也要把好好的把这一篇诗篇读了很熟很熟的。
At least we need to familiarize ourselves with this psalm.
希望圣灵能够借助当我们有这样的心愿来读的时候，圣灵向我们启发，向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit will reveal to us as we have the heart to study this psalm.
那礼拜六礼拜天的前一个主日的下午的时候，我们有很多的弟兄姊妹和同工们，我们就说很久我们没有聚在一起，我们应当好好的在一起的赞美，好好在一起的祷告，好好在一起的分享。
And about two Sundays ago in the afternoon, since brother and sister and co-worker had thought that we have not gathered together and share about and praise God, so we have that time together.
我相信我们有很好的祷告赞美。
I thought that we have a very good time in prayer and praising.
我们也是有很好的分享。
And very a good time of sharing also.
在唱完诗以后，忽然我心中就显出诗篇九十一篇。
After we finished singing the songs, and all of a sudden the Psalm 91 come to my heart.
那个时候我忘记Christine 姊妹她曾经交通过诗篇九十一篇。
At that time I did not remember Christine had shared about this Psalm.
但是里面有个催逼我，就说要把这一篇诗篇现在弟兄姊妹你们的面前。
But I have a heart that I want to share this between among brothers and sisters.
不过我那个时候读这一篇诗篇的时候，我就觉得在这个时代的里面，我们实在这一篇诗篇让我们可以得着了力量，得着了安慰。
As I read this, I thought that we can receive strength and we can receive comfort from this psalm.
在这里说到有两个情况，两种的情况。
Here it mentioned the two situations.
一种的情况就是战争。
And one situation is war.
一种的情况就是瘟疫。
And the other situation is the plague.
弟兄姊妹，我们真是处于在这一个时代的里面。
And we are really in this kind of environment.
在几千年所发生的事情，在过去是摩西诗人所经历的事情，现在又临到我们的身上。
And something that Moses had experienced thousands of years ago, now it come upon our lives.
而哪一个人在战争的当中能够安安逸逸的来过着我们的生活？
Who can live their life in peace when there are war?
而哪一个人能够在哪一个瘟疫的里面，今天哪一个非典型的肺炎的里面，可以好好的在哪一个地方放心的睡觉？
Who can sleep peacefully when there's this plague, the SARS coming around us?
所以我就觉得我愿意读这一篇诗篇给同工们，给弟兄姊妹，让我们能够抓住这样的我们所需要的，在神的面前恳切的祷告。
So I want to share this among brothers and sisters that we can pray earnestly before God.
以后完了以后Christine 就跑过来给我说他已经说过这一篇诗篇。
And afterwards, and Christine came to me and then she already talked about this psalm.
我好像那个时候脑筋有点那个block 掉，那个好像想不出什么事情，没有，好像耳朵听不见那个。
At that time, I was kind of seems like I was numb and blocked, and I did not cannot think.
不过过了一个时候，我冷静一下，我就记得很清楚 ，Christine 在这里愿这一篇诗篇做他的见证，也是勉励弟兄姊妹。
Then later on, I remember Christine had shared about this psalm to encourage all of us.
所以当我预备信息的时候，我就已经都预备了，已经有两个信息我预备好，希望在今天或者以后的时间一起的来分享。
So as I was doing the preparation, I actually have two messages. Hopefully we have time to share about this, or maybe in the future.
所以中南边希望我昨天到哪一边去？
So the South Central Bible Study want me to go to the study.
我就跟他说，我现在还没预备主日的信息。
And I told him I have not prepared my message for Sunday yet.
因为我预备了两个信息，神叫我不要讲。
Because I prepared two messages, but God had told me not to speak on it yet.
神再一次的把这一篇诗篇写在我的心中。
God had put this psalm within my heart.
我就好好在神的面前，好好的读，好好的祷告。
So I was praying and studying before God.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
那董令已经把这个意思都说出来了。
That Sister Dong Ling had already speak about this psalm.
所以我就借着这个事情，我就想。我今天不解释这一篇诗篇。
So because of this, today I don't want to explain the psalm.
但是希望弟兄姊妹能够好好的先读。
But then hope that brother and sister can read this.
但是我愿意稍微介绍一下有一点点的背景。
But I want to introduce to you some of the background of this psalm.
我们为什么我们今天读的圣经特别多
？How come we read so many passages today?
五雷弟兄灵会的时候，昨天打电话给我，就给我 double check.
And Brother Wu Lei called me yesterday to double check.
是不是真的要读诗篇九十篇
？Truly, do you want me to read Psalm 90?
所以读了诗篇九十篇，又读了诗篇第九十一篇。
So we had read Psalm 90 and also Psalm 91.
他读以前，他很仔细。
And before he read it, he was very careful.
他特别说读一起读诗篇九十篇，但是前面有几个小字。
And when he read that, even though we read the psalm, but then there's some little words in the front, beginning of the psalm.
那几个小字你们有没有看到
？Have you seen that little words?
那告诉我们说，诗篇九十篇是神人摩西的祷告。
It says it's the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
好几个地方在《申命记》提到旧的摩西，他称呼他是神人。
There are many places in maybe Deuteronomy also that the Moses was called the son of man, a son of God.
以后到《历代记》的时候，仍然称摩西为神人。
And it's the man of God, and even later on they call him the man of God.
这位的摩西。真是神忠心的仆人。
And this truly Moses is a faithful servant of God.
我们若是读了出埃及的时候，就知道他如何的苦口婆心的、任劳任怨的把以色列人带出埃及，行过旷野，而到了那个迦南地的边界。
And from Exodus, we can see that. Moses labored through all these things to take the Israelites through the wilderness into the land of Canaan.
他快到迦南的时候，这个时候哪一代跟他同时代的这许多的以色列人都过去了。
When they were about to come into the land of Canaan, All his peers, all his generation had passed away.
所剩下的就是约书亚跟加勒。
And the only two people left is Joshua and Caleb.
好像是非常的孤单。
Seems like very lonely.
但是他看见这许多年轻的一代、新的一代起来的时候，他就在一次的苦口婆心的写了生命记。
And as he seen the next generation had come up, then he wrote the Deuteronomy.
把他的经历，把他所相信的九位神，把他所听的神所说的一切话语都写下来，告诉这个新的一代来遵守。
He wrote down all his experiences, all the words he had heard from God into this book for the next generation.
实在，若是一个做神忠心的仆人的人，
those who are faithful servant of God,
他到了某一个时候，他到知道说他要离开世界，他的年龄不多的时候，他一个渴望就是希望下一代能够起来，继续的能够行走这旷野的道路，并且进入迦南。
When a person become old, he had that wish that he can tell them all this experience so the next generation can continue on to the land, into the land of Canaan.
我想这也是新约神的教会也是一样的。
Similarly, in this generation of the church,
神赐给我们每一个人都有个迦南的应许的地方。
God had given us every single person a promise of the land of Canaan.
神总是要叫这许多一代要过去，以后一代再起来。
God will have one generation to pass away, but the next generation will come up.
这一个要得到这个应许的地方，真正保守神的教会，神的工作，乃是新兴的一代。
To come into this promise of God, to preserve this church, it belongs to the next generation.
所以我只有一个心愿。
So I only have one wish.
希望年轻的一代能够继续不断的来随着圣灵的带领，乃是靠着神的大能，能够得到神美好的基业。
That the next generation, by the Holy Spirit and by the guidance of God, that we can receive the inheritance.
在我们当中，没有一个人的范围。
There's no limit of a person.
在我们当中，不是守住了哪一个元老所要做的事情。
We're not following what somebody has done.
乃是不断的要跟随圣灵的带领，我们完全的伏在神的面前，愿意做神忠心的仆人。
But under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, by obedience to God's will, to become a faithful servant of God.
所以诗篇九十一篇很多所写的跟生命记三十二章的口气很多相同。
So Psalm 91 is very similar to what's recorded in Deuteronomy 32.
但是诗篇九十一篇没有写这是神人摩西的经历。
But in Psalm 91 it did not say that this is experience of the man of God Moses.
但是我们把它两篇一起读的时候，我们就看到一个诗篇九十篇跟九十一篇是一个呼应的对照。
And we can see, if we read the two chapters together, we see that this is contrasting to each other.
我知道施布真他很绝对的说诗篇九十一篇也是摩西所写的。
And Spurgeon has said that it's very, he's very sure that Psalm 91 was written by Moses also.
有很多有名的就圣经学者也是这样的承认。
Many famous Bible scholars also acknowledge this.
但是我们不是说一定是谁写的。
But we're not saying that, okay, this is, has to be written by this person.
但是我们把这两篇的诗篇可以对照一下。
But if we can contrast the two psalms,
在诗篇九十篇，这是摩西，神人摩西的祷告。
So in Psalm 90, this is the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
他就说，主啊，第一节说，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
In verse 1 it said, Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
这是摩西在那个时候，晚年的时候，发出这样的渴慕，渴望有能够永远永远的住在神的里面。
This is what Moses was thirsting for in his old age, to dwell in the, dwell in the dwelling place of God.
但是到了第九十一篇第一节，他就说住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
In Psalm 91, the first verse said, He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
好像九十篇是在哪一个地方恳求？
Seems like Psalm 90 is seeking and asking.
九十一篇他已经经历到住在那个至高者的隐秘处，并且住在全能者的荫下。
But in 91, it seems that he already experienced that. He dwells in the shelter of the Most High and rests in the shadow of the Almighty.
诗篇九十篇里面也是看到人生感叹到，摩西感叹到人生的短处。
And in Psalm 90, Moses was mourning on the shortness of life.
但是诗篇九十一篇末后，他就得了神的应许，说要什么？要足享长寿。
But then in 91 he said to God that he had enjoyed long life.
诗篇九十篇的里面说，我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。
And in 90 it said that we are terrified by your anger, we are consumed by your wrath.
但是到诗篇九十一篇的时候就说，你不要怕，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或者白驴飞的箭。
And in 91 it said, Do not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow fly by day.
并且说也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
Nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday.
一个开始是个惊慌，但是以后不怕。
Started out to be fearful, but then later on not.
在四篇九十篇的里面，诗人向神认罪。
In Psalm 90, the psalmist had confessed his sins before God.
诗篇就是一篇神承认人爱他。
And in 91, God acknowledged that man loved him.
诗篇九十篇是人的祈求。
In Psalm 90 is the seeking of man.
诗篇九十一篇乃是对诗人的见证。
And Psalm 91 is the witness of the psalmist.
诗篇九十篇乃是人的祈愿愿望。
And in 90 is the wishes of man.
诗篇九十一篇乃是神的应许。
But in 91 is the promise of God.
Dr. McGee, 他在诗篇这两篇诗篇里面，他就说诗篇九十篇乃是首先的亚当。
And in Dr. McKee said that Psalm 90 is like the first Adam.
诗篇九十一篇乃是末后的亚当。
And then the 91 is the Adam at the end.
这是稍微给弟兄姊妹有让我们更清楚地看到这两篇的诗篇。
So hopefully brother and sister can see clearly between these two psalms.
但是我想今天时间到了，我就想读第一节第二节。
Now time is up, I just still want to read the first and second verse.
我们要先知道我们所相信的神是谁。
We must first know who is the God we believe in.
有很多人说我不相信神。
Many people said I don't believe in God.
因为我是无神论的。
Because I'm an atheist.
但是这个有时候 这个无神论不相信神，没有话可以讲。
It seems like if they're atheists, there's nothing we can say.
但是有很多人说我相信有神。
But then many said that I believe there's a God.
但是有很多神。
But there are many gods.
我到底要相信哪一个神？
Which God should I believe in?
我想若是诗篇九十一篇是摩西所写的。
If Psalm 91 was written by Moses,
他很清楚地知道他所相信的是谁。
And he truly know who he believes in.
或许大卫写的。
Maybe written by David.
我想大卫也是很清楚知道说他所相信的是谁。
And I think David know whom he believed in too.
以后我们看到一个神很重要的使徒呢。
Then later on we saw an apostle that God used.
使徒保罗在哥林多提摩太后书第一章第十二节说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12 said, I know whom I believe in.
弟兄姊妹，我们的信心不是糊里糊涂的。
Our faith is not confused.
基督徒的信仰不是迷信的。
And our belief is not superstitious.
我们真正得要真正经历神的时候，我们要必须知道我所信的是谁。
If we truly want to experience God, we must know who we believe in.
我常常觉得我不是把人带到教会里面来就是做做礼拜。
And many times I thought that I'm not bringing people to the church to worship here.
弟兄姊妹不要误解说不要人来聚会。
But don't misunderstand that we don't want people to come and worship.
但是我们来的时候，我们听主话的时候，读圣经的时候，我们赞美的时候，我们要知道我所信的是谁。
But as we come, as we worship, as we read the word of God, as we sing the song and praise Him, we need to know who we believe in.
约伯能够在苦难的时候能够站立得稳。
How did Job can stand firm when he was suffering?
到了约伯记十九章，约伯说，我知道我的救世主活着。
And at the end of that book, he said that I know my Lord, he is the Savior.
弟兄姊妹，不是靠着我的理性来知道我所信的是谁。
Brothers and sisters, not just by our mind we know that who we believe in.
神已经很清楚的历代借着列祖来经历告诉我们说我们所信的是谁。
Through the experience of many saints throughout generation, he had revealed to us who we should believe in.
所以我就读第一节第二节我就结束。
So I want to read the first and second verse and I can conclude here.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read them together.
住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，我的山寨，我的神，我所倚靠。第一个，我们要住在那里。
We need to dwell in there.
我们都需要一个地方住。
We all need a dwelling place.
我们需要一个安家的地方。
We need a place where we can live in.
这里说住在至高者的隐秘处的。
It said dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
也必住在全能者的荫下。
He will also dwell in the shadow of the Almighty.
因为他住在至高者的隐秘处。
Because he dwells in the shelter of the Most High.
因为他住在全能者的荫下。
Because he dwells in the shadow of the Almighty.
诗人就很清楚地论到他所相信的神，他所相信的耶和华。
And the psalmist has said clearly the Lord, the Jehovah God he believed in.
他不单能够说出他所信的是谁， 并且他也能够把他的经历他的见证述说出来。
Not only he knows who he believes in, but he can also share his experiences.
所以他说，我也论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，我的山寨，我的神，是我所依靠的。
That's why he said, I say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust.
我就稍微提一下，弟兄姊妹，可以多祷告，多思想。
I just want to mention a little bit so brothers and sisters can meditate on it and pray on it.
在这里有四个字讲到神。
There are four words here to mention about God.
只为神乃是至高者。
The first, this God is the Most High.
只为神乃是全能者。
And He is also the God of Almighty.
只为神乃是耶和华。
And this God is Jehovah God.
只为神乃是我的神，我的主。
And this God is my God, my Lord.
以后他就说到他与神的关系。
And then he talked about his relationship with God.
他说，我所相信的神乃是我的避难所。
He said, the God I trust in is he's my refuge.
我所相信的神乃是我的山寨。
And the God I trust in is my fortress.
我所相信的神乃是我所依靠的。
And the God I trust in is the one who I rely on.
我要常住在他的里面。
I want to dwell in him always.
这一个住意思说我可以有一个安息的地方。
This dwelling means I will have a place of rest.
这一个字住意思说我有一个家。
This word dwell means that I have a home.
这一个住我乃是有一个真正安息的地方。
And this dwell means that I have a place truly I can rest in.
但愿神祝福他的话。
May God bless his word.
恳求圣灵把智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
May God give us the wisdom and the wisdom of revelation.
使我们真认识他。
So that we can truly know him.
当我们读经的时候能够真认识他。
As we read the Bible, we will truly know Him.
当我们服侍他的时候，能够真认识他。
That as we serve Him, we can know Him.
当我们来聚会的时候，能够真的认识他。
So as we come to worship Him, we can know Him too.
你愿意认识这位至高者，这一个全能者？
Do you want to know this Most High One and the Almighty One?
我们只有愿意住在他的里面。
That we need just to dwell in him.
我们怎么样可以住在他的里面？首先乃是开我们的心门，让主耶稣住在我们的心里。
How can we dwell in him? First, we need to open the door of our heart to let Jesus come into our heart.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你借着这许许多多你忠心的仆人
through your faithful servants,
借着你所差遣的使徒
through the apostle that you have sent,
而借着以前的先知
and through the prophets from the old time,
而借着列祖
and through the ancestors,
把你自己向我们启示。
That you have revealed yourself to us.
向我们显明。
To reveal yourself again.
主啊，我们实在需要你不断地来启示我们。
Lord, we need you to reveal to us always.
不断地向我们显现。
Continually.
主啊，我们愿意谦卑在你的面前。
Lord, we are willing to humble ourselves.
主啊，我们说我愿意开我的心门。
To open the door of my heart.
而不是单单曾经接受你做救主的时候。
Not only just when we receive you as our Lord and Savior.
如今你一直的在每一个人心门外叩门。
But you still continue to knock at the door of our heart.
主啊，你说若有人听见你声音就开门的。
Lord, you said that if anybody hear your voice and open the door,
你要进来,
you will enter.
你与我, 我与你要一同的坐席。
And you and I will be dining together.
主啊, 我们恳求你,
Lord, we ask you,
进入我们的当中,
enter into our presence.
好让我们这个聚会成了一座美好的宴席。
So that our worship will become a banquet.
我们也恳求主进入我的心。
Lord, we ask that you will enter our heart.
好让我的心能够有你可住的地方。
So my heart will have room for you.
也成了一座的宴席。
And become a banquet also.
好让你与我，我与你一同的享受。
So you and I will be dining together.
感谢赞美主。
Thank and praise you, Lord.
你的救恩不单是要拯救我们的灵魂。
Your salvation will not only save our soul.
你的救恩也是显明在我们的今生，在我们的心中。
And your salvation will reveal in this life, in our hearts.
你的救恩也是叫我们能够得着了更丰盛的生命。
And your salvation will bring us more abundant life.
保守我们的心怀意念。
Preserve our heart and mind.
能够在你的里面。
To be within you.
求主也住在我们的心中。
May you dwell into our heart.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
By the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，对不起，我还是要留下，如果是神许可，我再讲四篇九十一篇。
I wish that if God is willing, I will still speak on this psalm again.